this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A UN climate summit about to get underway. About 150 world leaders are expected to attend Monday's start of the summit in Paris. The goal is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. Hundreds of thousands of protesters around the world Sunday called for the adoption of global environmental controls. Protests in Paris turned violent, with police firing tear gas and detaining about 200 demonstrators. Pope Francis called on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and support efforts to end sectarian strife. The Pope arrived in the CAR capital of Bangui Sunday to promote peace and coexistence in a country torn by political conflict and clashes between Christian and Muslim militants. The Pope is scheduled to visit a mosque in Bangui's PK5 neighborhood on Monday. Chris Stein has details.
Most of Bangui's mosques were destroyed in sectarian violence that erupted in December 2013 and continues to simmer even now. Pope Francis is expected to visit this mosque, a perhaps risky venture. Anti-Muslim militia groups, known as the Anti-Balaka, surround the neighborhood. Inside PK5 are members of the former Seleka rebel group, which took control of the country in March 2013, only to lose power the following year as the country descended into chaos. The Pope is expected to administer reconciliation to young people here and hold a prayer vigil. Chris Stein for VOA News, Bangui.
Syrian activists said Sunday airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others at a busy marketplace in northern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes occurred in Ariha, a town in Idlib province, about 20 kilometers from the Turkish border. This is VOA News.